Coach Lance Meadow, Paul DiTino here with you on Giants.com. Big Blue Kickoff Live. Appreciate the time. How's everything?
Lance, everything is great. And those two guys you mentioned that the Giants have right now, we sure love to have them back. But great, great people, great players. You guys should be excited to have them.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today. And the one thing that defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo said already, just after the first day of rookie minicamp, about Thompson in particular, was his ability to go right out there, be very focused, and on the first day, he was already barking out signals as a defensive quarterback, if you will, playing safety with all these other kids out there who, quite honestly, they just got here, and not a lot of them even know what's going on. But Thompson was already taking the bull by the horns, and Spag said that that was something right away that stuck in his mind as a really good first impression. I'm guessing that doesn't surprise you based on what you know about Thompson.
Well, it doesn't. And, you know, first impressions are huge. And one thing about Darian is he's going to show up prepared. He may not know everything, but he's going to know as much as he can each and every time he goes to a practice. And that's really been how he's operated ever since he's been at Boise State. Even prior to when we got here, we knew that about him from his high school days all the way into Boise State. He's just a guy that prepares. He understands it. And I think that's what you see on tape. You see a guy that's got great anticipation of what the offense is doing. Well, why do you get that? You get it by studying and understanding what they're trying to do to you. So I think that's a guy that it's going to be hard-pressed to find, you know, many guys that will spend as much time studying the game and developing off the field than Darian.
Well, and Coach, the numbers certainly show that. Darian Thompson, 19 career interceptions, which was a new Mountain West record. It broke Eric Weddle's record, who's now with the Baltimore Ravens. What is it about his game that allows him to be so opportunistic that he was able to pile up so many interceptions over his career?
Well, I think his study habits won. You know, at the end of every week, when I would have a chance to talk to him, he had a really good feel of what he thought was coming his way. And it did. It happened in the games. I just think his recognition of patterns, sets, and different things that he needs to be able to see when he goes out there and play has really helped him trust his instincts. When he did believe something, he went after the ball, and it showed up. You don't have that many clear interceptions if you're not anticipating what's coming. And then I think just that trust factor that when he did see it, he could recognize it, react, and go get after it. And then on top of it, being a physical player to go make some of those plays happen. So, just a very good player that studies the game, does a great job of applying that on the field, and, you know, hopefully that continues. But, we were very excited about when we got here, just the type of player he was in those areas.
Boise State head coach Brian Harsin joins us here on Big Blue Kickoff Live. Coach, one of the things that Steve Spagnuolo loves to do is play left and right safety and interchange them. Not your typical strong safety, free safety positions as they're usually defined. Now, the way things kind of developed with Landon Collins last year, he was a rookie out of Alabama, he looked as though he was going to be a better in-the-box strong safety, and the Giants really needed someone to compete at free safety. The thinking here, at least, that's going around these parts is that because of Thompson's ability to make a lot of interceptions and the way he anticipates, as you said, he would be better suited to play free safety or that center fielder, if you will. What do you see the strengths of his game besides the obvious anticipation and ball hawking skills? Is he going to be the kind of guy who could play either safety if necessary, or is he better suited just to be that center fielder style?
Yeah, well, I think the coaches there, I'm certain, will figure all that out better than I can in their system. But from what I've seen, you talked about it early on in the interview, he's a guy that will go out there and direct. He can play down in the box. He can play free safety and roam. I think wherever they decide to use him, one of the big keys to his success is his communication skills. And so as long as he's able to talk, communicate, help other guys get lined up, or at least communicate the calls on defense, to me, that's probably where he's most valuable. And if that's a free or that's a boundary safety down in the box, however they decide that, or both, I think that's the key part of his game is letting him direct the defense in the back end communicate that down to the front seven and get everybody on the same page. If he's able to do that within their schemes, I think those guys are utilizing them the right way.
Coach, what do you think his biggest adjustment's going to be, or the one question that you might have in terms of him being a successful NFL player? I mean, the Giants are going to throw him into this competition. They've got some young guys there who have been injured in the past who are trying to win a starting job. Thompson gets drafted in the third round. He's going to be right in that mix to win the starting job this season. So what is he going to have to do and raise his level, you know, to be an NFL starter if, in fact, he's going to win that job?
Well, I think one thing everybody talks about is speed of the game. It obviously changes. There's very good players around you, very good players that you're going against, and so adjusting to that, which he will. The one thing about Darian, he's going to show up and give you 110% every day, so his speed will eventually catch up to what those guys around him have been doing for the last few years. But I think also for him is trust in his game. You know, and continue to keep believing in his anticipation, believing in the way that he prepares, and believing in what he sees when he goes out there and plays. And to me, his game's got to get faster, which it will, like I would say for any guy coming in the NFL.
Yeah.
But to continue with the skills that he's built throughout his time here and developing those and honing those in even more, I think are going to help him. But one thing about it is DP is going to compete. He wants to play. He loves this game. He wants to be on the field. So whatever the coaches are telling him he needs to get done, he is going to spend time doing that until it gets done and then work on whatever's next.
Talking with head coach Brian Harsin of the Boise State football team. Two players from Boise State currently on the Giants. Kind enough to give us a few minutes here on Giants.com. Big Blue Kickoff Live. Coach, in terms of any rookie, when they come into the league and they may not be necessarily penciled in as a starter, playing and contributing on special teams is always an important factor. And the one thing that's jumped out to me about Darian Thompson, I remember back in the Senior Bowl, you know, he made a number of key plays on special teams. And even if you look at the film at Boise State with your team, you know, an integral component of your special teams, what jumps out to you about his play in that area? And most guys, you know, sometimes they have to want to contribute in that facet of the game. Why did he have such a desire to chip in that facet?
Well, I think everybody wants to play on offense and defense and special teams. That's your gift to your team. If you're a starter on O&D, your gift is to give back on special teams and to go out there and play at the highest level, because that is where the game can really change. And I think one thing, I think our guys believe that here, but Darian's a guy that I know understands that and how important it is. He wants to be on the field. If we would have let him play offense, he would have done that as well.
So,
the guy just loves playing, and that's the one thing. You're going to get every bit. He's going to give you everything he's got. And as many opportunities as you will give him, he will go out there and play. And so you're right. You know, young players on special teams, go prove your worth. Go down there, run down. Be a guy that can make plays. Do it consistently. He's done that before. He's going to have to do that again and show that he's valuable in those areas. But I would say this. I know he understands the value of being on special teams regardless of his position on defense. And it's just another opportunity for him to contribute. That's what he wants to do.
Coach, I got a two-part question for you. I want to ask you about something that Thompson told us during the rookie minicamp. He said, you know, a lot of people – they look at us and they say, oh, Boise State, and they give us an underdog mentality. They let us have a chip on our shoulder if we want to carry it, and boy, we do. Everybody who plays at Boise State says, hey, you know what? They want to say that we didn't play at a bigger powerhouse. Well, we're going to show them. And he said that that mentality is something that really drives your players in particular on the Broncos. And I want to ask, how much of that do you think will help a guy like Thompson as he does climb into the NFL? And also, quite frankly, Dante Dion, who was at 5'9", a very diminutive corner, and I got to think he's been told his whole life that he's an underdog, and I'm sure he's going to be, you know, tried as a slot guy here. But how does that play into it, do you believe, or is that overstated?
Well, no, I think this. I think there's definitely that mentality here. You know, our guys do have a chip on their shoulder. Everybody in this program does, coaches included. And I think you just have to have that. I certainly think you have to have that as an NFL player. if you don't, you're surrounded by so many talented players and so many guys that are professionals and work extremely hard to be successful. If you don't have a chip every day, I'm not quite sure how you're going to succeed. And that's my opinion, and that's what I think of the NFL, because as you study these guys, it's impressive not how talented they are, but how hard they work to be successful. And so I do think that'll carry over into what he does for the Giants, and I do believe that's going to be a big part of his day-to-day success, which is really, in my opinion, what it takes to play at the highest level. It carries over. Dante Dion, absolutely. Probably been told too short. All the other factors that come along, and there's not a guy that I've been around with a bigger heart that plays and makes plays. He's a guy that's very talented. There might be some physical limitations, according to some people, but the guy plays big, and he plays the size you want him to, and he does it consistently, and he's got extreme confidence when he goes out there to play and absolutely loves this game. And so he's a hard guy to not want to be around or to not have on your team because he brings so many things to the table when it comes to the game of football. So I think both those guys, that's a mindset. I think at that level, if you don't have that chip, I don't think the guys pan out. When you start thinking that you made it, I think that's when things catch up to you. And that's just something we try to avoid as much as we can at Boise State is that attitude of we've arrived or we're the best rolling out there. No, we got a lot to prove each and every day, and it's not just on game days.
Coach, you were talking about Dante Dion, the undrafted corner that the Giants brought into camp, and the fact that he is 5'9". But one of the things that jumps out to me when I was looking over his numbers is the fact that he's piled up a lot of tackles for loss during his tenure at Boise State. I'm curious, was that for what you asked him to do within the system, Coach, or is that just a matter of he just loves physicality and he doesn't mind getting down and dirty in the trenches?
I really believe our time here with him, it was more him. He made some plays. That wasn't something we were asking him necessarily to do, is go make your tackles in the backfield. But here's a guy that would see things on the field, would see a bubble screen, and be able to come off that receiver trying to block him and go make a negative yardage tackle. So to me, it was more about him and his aggressiveness, his attitude, and just how he plays the game. And he loves to be physical. He is not going to shy away from that. He will tackle you. He will do everything he can to go and not just tackle you, but bring you down. And that's just something that I thought we inherited. I thought we did a good job of developing and letting him play the way he wants to play. But that's a mindset that he showed up to Boise State with, and I know it's going to carry on, into the NFL as well.
Talking with Brian Harsin, head football coach of Boise State. Coach, before we let you go, in terms of how much communication have you had with both Dante Dion and Darian Thompson since they were selected and signed by the New York Giants? And what's your message to those two players as both of them look to lock up roster spots?
Yeah, really not much after they got drafted. Congratulations. It's time for those guys to go to work, and they need to focus on that. That's a big part of this next step in their development of their lives. But, my message for them is the same thing that we've talked about here for a long time. Work hard every single day. It's a day-to-day process. And don't look further than that. What can you do to get better today? And I know those guys will. I think, the NFL is probably a place that even more so that becomes more apparent. Each and every day, because you got so many guys out there striving to be great and doing it on a day-to-day basis. So we're just excited for them here in Boise, Idaho. We're proud that we have guys like those two representing our program in the NFL because they're great people, and we're very proud of them. And we're just looking forward to those guys having a successful start to their career as they build into these camps and summer and preseason games, and we're going to be right here in Boise, Idaho, cheering them on.
Great stuff.
Well, Coach, greatly appreciate the time and the insight. We thank you for a few minutes, and best of luck with your team moving forward.
Thank you so much, Coach.
All right, thank you guys, and go Broncos.
All right, sounds good. Head Coach Brian Harsin from Boise State, kind enough to chime in.